Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. South Marble Island is a rocky outcrop in Glacier Bay, and in summer, it's home to thousands of nesting seabirds. Cormorants, puffins, and gulls nest on thin ledges. Closer to the water, hundreds of stellar sea lions lay on the rocks, jostling for prime spots. South Marble Island is a major sea lion haulout, but that wasn't always the case. Sea lions began using the island in the 1980s, and over the past decades, numbers there have increased more than 16% each year, a phenomenal rate of growth. Sea lion numbers have seriously declined in the Aleutians and western Alaska, even as populations have grown in southeast waters. Biologists want to know if sea lions are dying off, or abandoning old haulouts and moving to new locations, and they want to better understand survival rates in different populations. A number of sea lions have been marked and can be identified. Biologists document sightings and re-sightings of the animals, and now they have a new tool. In the summer of 2016, Fish and Game researchers installed camouflaged time-lapse cameras at 6 haulouts, including South Marble Island. Digital cameras, batteries, and solar panels have improved tremendously and gotten less expensive, which means that deploying a year-round automated observation post like this is a good tool for documenting sea lions. The camera system should allow for a year or more of uninterrupted observations. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.